One of the things that Teeter wrote about was civil unrest. Explain that.
Yeah, sure. And I've actually got, there's a post on our site tonight. I updated the site. And basically, I just wrote civil war, and there's like four stories underneath it. When John was here, he had said that a civil war was going to start in the United States somewhere between 2004 and 5. Now, a lot of people have criticized him for that because, to them, a civil war is people in the street shooting at each other. But a lot of other people point out that if you look back at that date, that's when things started sliding downhill. And now, George, we've reached a point where if you Google the word civil war, you know, you don't find history lessons anymore. You find stories about immigration and health reform and Arizona and, you know, states that are having trouble getting along with the federal government. It's no longer a word that's just in history. It's now a word that's actually being used in news stories to describe some of the things happening in the United States.
You know, we just did a major show on immigration, illegal immigration. I want to stress that. And the majority of the emails that I got, and I'm talking about five out of six are truly in favor of controlling the borders. But that one out of six, Oliver, they are so upset with the attempt to stop illegal immigration, to, you know, efforts to round up the 15 to 20 million illegals who are in the country right now. I mean, they're very upset and they're very vocal. And, you know, we've seen demonstrations all around the country in certain regions. You know, this could be the Civil War. I mean, who knows? But I'm seeing people on both sides of the spectrum very upset over this. I got an email today from a guy who was just irate with the show. Keep in mind, I got five emails to every six for people who just thought it was right on. But this guy said, you know what? All these people that you had on, they're all racists, they're all this, they're all that. And I emailed him back and I said, what part of illegal do you not understand? These people repeatedly said they are in favor of legal immigration. But those folks just don't care. And I'm concerned that some kind of civil unrest, and maybe it can magnify, could happen. And then I look at John Teeter's postings from the past, and I go, geez, he could have been right on this one.
Yeah, in addition, he said that the war was not going to be about politics. It wasn't going to be Republicans versus Democrats or the North versus the South. And he described it as more along the lines of the country versus the city. And you know, I can't help but feel the same way. It looks like it's lining up to be exactly that way.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. What else did Teeter talk about? I know he stayed away from sports, right?
He did. He didn't want to answer. He had three rules when he was talking. He said, I'm not going to give anybody's name, so don't ask me who the president is. I'm not going to give you stock tips or anything else that would help you to gain by the information. He wasn't going to say anything that allowed people to avoid death by probability, which meant, you know, plane crashes and earthquakes and things like that. He talked in great deal about how his time machine worked, about physics. He talked about the future. He talked about, you know, family life. He talked about, you know, many, many things, you know, which, you know, you can look at and point to and go, wow, that does make sense, or wow, that is happening now. You know, we just updated. George, I got to let you know, too, and this was pointed out to me, November of this year is going to be the 10-year anniversary.
Gosh,
November 2nd is going to be 10 years that John started posting online.
That is amazing. You know, we're getting close to the time period he said he came from.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I sort of stepped away from this for a while, and I sort of had this attitude, either John Teeter's going to come forward or someone's going to invent a time machine. And it wasn't until I had an experience a few nights ago where I had a chance to listen to other people talking about it. And there are people, George, you know, I think I'm obsessed. There are people out there that are absolutely obsessed with what John wrote and who he might be.
Some people say Oliver Williams is John Teeter. He just knows way too much. What do you think?
I don't know. I find that to be incredibly flattering. I don't consider myself to be that brilliant. So, no, I'm not Oliver Williams, but I have to admit, I may have been one of the first people that looked at all this and said,
You mean you're not John Teeter?
Correct. I'm not John
Tinker. Aha! Uh-huh. I got you in a Freudian, didn't I?
What did I say? I'm not.
You Oliver said I'm not Oliver Williams. I got you, didn't I?
But no, unfortunately, it's not me.
That's, oh my gosh, that is cool. I've lost my composure here, Oliver or John or whoever you may be. But look, regardless, this story is one of the great stories of all time. And as you know, Oliver, I interviewed Larry Haber, who was the hired attorney by the family
right
down in Florida that moved to, I think, Nebraska, right?
Yes. According to Larry, John's family moved away from Florida and they moved to Nebraska.
And he is above board as they come. He's a bona fide attorney. He said they called him up. They needed some legal advice on some personal things that they were working on. And the true story apparently is that little John Teeter is out there somewhere, and that would make him about how old now?
When John wrote, he said he was born in 1998, so he would be
12 years old. 12 years old. Do we know if the time traveler, John Teeter, met the little boy, John Teeter?
According to John, yes, he did. When he was here, he stayed with his family, and he had said that he had met the young version of himself and interacted with him. And he even said that they told him that he was his uncle. So, yeah, John said he did interact with his younger self.
Unlike Back to the Future, if you see yourself, I guess that's going to create some calamity for your life, is it?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, today I was just scanning the news and I found a couple of scientific papers now. They're just now starting to figure out that not only is time travel possible, but it is possible without the grandfather paradox, which is exactly what John said, how it worked.
Well, you know, there's a physicist out there by the name of Dr. Ronald Mallett. He is working on a time device. He is obsessed with the fact that he didn't really have a chance to get to know his now dead father. And he wants to go back, Oliver. He wants to go back and talk to his father. And he's working on that. And I, you know, there was a little boy we interviewed about a year and a half ago who was working on a magnetic time machine. I don't know if he'll ever do it, but I got to tell you, his theory made a lot of sense.